Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors. That's right. A lot of you, a number of you, not a lot, but a few of you, well, a couple of you, well, one or two guys. No, seriously, there's more than one. A lot of you guys are sending me pictures of wildlife in the local area. That's true. Got a picture from a regular listener about a hen turkey in his yard running back and forth. He took some pictures of it. It was pretty cool. And no, I don't do that. Those other pictures of other stuff. I don't even know what you're talking about. What do you email back and forth? Uh-huh. So anyway, and then we've got a listener that sends me pictures of things around the Baltimore area, you know, Ruxton and Jones Fall and that type of thing. Great photos of, waterfowl and shorebirds and things like that that show up. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, keep them coming. Very neat. Very neat. I like seeing that stuff. I hope I respond to everybody as I'd like to try to do. So, and also any pictures of your hunting adventures and your crabbing adventures. We have a new magazine coming out called the Maryland Hunting. Or we have a new issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly hitting the streets right now. Some of the shops have it, some of them don't, but we'll be getting that out further and further. It is online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com and www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. The new issue is up for anybody who would like to see it or read it online. You can do that. Links to some of our larger advertisers. I have a hard copy here in my hot little hand. A lot of kids' pictures. A lot of kids' pictures with turkeys and, things like that. Some kids that are in an archery league on the Eastern Shore. And, we just do our best to put good information out there. The new hunting and trapping regulations proposals are in there. Information about the doe harvest challenge that we talk about here on the air. The deer that Mark Haar shot down in southern Maryland with the hollow antlers. There's pictures of that and the story from the taxidermist that mounted it. Late season turkey tips by Mark Hoke, who's been a guest on our show. Some suggestions for shooting a rifle here, some potential for that. My buddy Dave, there's a picture and a recipe for goose and cheesy grits. Oh, man, good stuff. Good stuff. Article about how to scout in summertime, part two on building a flintlock long rifle. Profile of a couple of our weasel species in Maryland. Story on how to put a hunt plot, food plot in for hunting, in your hunting area. So we got a lot of good information, a lot of pictures. So enjoy it. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. The new magazine also coming out called MD or Maryland Loves Crabs. And there's information on it. MD Loves Crabs. We actually did hook up with Captain Chesapeake, who's going to be writing some stuff for us, and the DNR has been providing some great information. So there we are. Speaking of DNR, our director was at the Atlantic States Marines Fisheries Commission this past week, and as always, they continue to talk about striped bass. The Atlantic Striped Bass Board approved Draft Amendment 3. The amendment seeks to address the illegal commercial striped bass harvest, which is working through the system, not trying to jam it down the fisheries service throat like some groups tend to like to do. I have some information on that, too. It's biologists speak. So if I can, glean a nice paragraph or two from it and read to you, we can do that. Two new wildlife management areas have opened, or actually one has expanded. Another one is opening Riverside Wildlife Management Area in Charles County, and 373 acres. It's now open to hunting, Charles County. And then the Nanjemoy Natural Resource Management Area, if you've ever hunted down in Charles County, that has also been expanded another 265 acres. So we've got information on that. And speaking of Captain Seaweed, there the man appears. Speak his name and he shows up. Did I call him Captain Chesapeake? I'm sorry. It's Captain Seaweed. Well, I mean, I could have said Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, you know, and then the third time, and he might have popped up then, too. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, how you doing this
morning? I called you Captain Chesapeake. Captain Seaweed.
Okay, Captain Chesapeake was a great guy. I was lucky enough to meet him.
Yeah, yeah, Captain Seaweed. Yep, yep. I knew Captain Chesapeake.
Well, did you know he had that blazer he used to wear, his blue blazer?
Yeah, I knew that. I used to, when we were at the old station, Captain Chesapeake, a.k.a. Stu Kerr, used to do the garden show over there.
Oh, Stu Kerr, yeah. I remember Stu Kerr, too. He had that, what was that animal he used to have with him?
I never met his wife.
No, the animal.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, I forgot the name of it. Captain, so maybe one of your callers might remember what the name Stu Kerr was. He played his part. And he had that, I don't know, some kind of lizard or some kind of eel or something like that with him.
I don't know. Maybe it was Chessie.
I will think it was Chessie. Chessie wasn't around at that time.
No?
Okay, I just want to let you know I'm putting that information together this weekend, and I'll certainly be emailing it to you. I'm dedicating a lot of information to you. You're going to enjoy it.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, Kai. Thank you very much, Alan.
All right, Cap. You take care, brother.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. There he goes, Captain Seaweed. And that's simply how you do it. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. We are here for 2 hours, and we will take your call on fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Love to hear from you. We had a fabulous day yesterday. I took a little break from delivering magazines to take a few hours and go fishing. We hit one of the major Baltimore impoundments, and smallmouth bass. We fished for smallmouth bass. Wound up catching 22 fish. The majority of those fish were 18 to 21 inches. And I will tell you, that is my once-a-year annual trip. All the fish were released, of course, unharmed, and it is just a great, great day. And I'll tell you more about it here, but let's talk to Claude in Hamden. Good morning, Claude. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm out on a job protecting the streets.
Oh, okay, good. What do you do?
Law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
The subject was Captain Chesapeake, and it was Moni the Sea Monster when I went.
What was it?
Moni the Sea Monster.
Spell the first word you're saying.
Moni the Sea Monster. That's what he was
Moni. Moni or Moni?
Moni. Moni.
Okay.
Because Mummer used to ring a bell and say, ahoy, crew members.
Actually, no, I don't.
You got to look it up. You don't know what you're missing.
Well, Claude. That was a little bit before my time in Maryland. By the time I got here and by the time I went on the air in 1988, many moons ago, that was, you know, 20-some years ago, Stu Kerr had already retired from that, and I did not grow up watching him.
Oh, that's right. I don't even think he's alive anymore.
Who was Captain Chesapeake? What was Stu Kerr?
Right.
No, he wasn't. He was more than Professor Cool.
Yeah, he was Professor Cool, Captain Chesapeake. It's a great show. I forget.
Who was it? Well, we have our crack producer and researcher here. He's going to look up Captain Chesapeake. And Stu Kerr was who? Professor Cool?
Yeah, he was Professor Cool.
Okay. Well, who was Captain Chesapeake?
I think it was the same person. I could be wrong.
Same person.
Same person?
I don't know. All right, now we've got a mystery.
But anyway, I hope the crab's going to bite good this year. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if they will or not. I mean, there seems to be lots of them out there. I don't think there's very many big ones, but I think there's a potential there for a great harvest later in the summer, you know?
But it's they're not very big. It ain't good to grab them now.
Well, no, it would also be illegal to grab them now.
Right. And that's when we would come get you.
No, you wouldn't. It'd be the Natural Resources Police.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying the law would get you.
Uh-huh. Okay. What precinct do you work out of, Claude?
I work in the housing projects.
Oh, okay. You're a housing guy. I got you.
Yeah, I have plenty of fun.
I guess you do. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call, Claude. Thanks.
Okay.
Yep. See you later. George A. Lewis was Captain Chesapeake? Well, who was, what did, yeah, well, let's see what happened. George A. Lewis, huh? I thought Stu Kerr was Captain Chesapeake. Well, I knew he had a TV show. Maybe he was somebody else. Let's see. Well, I know our listeners will help us out. Hey, we want to put a shout out there to my buddy Herb. I hope he's feeling better, doing better. Amy, our dear Amy of Reisterstown. Herb is her husband. He was rushed to the hospital, and hopefully he's doing well. So we just want to make sure that you put him on your prayer list, if you would. His name's Herb. So let's see. Well, we got the call stacking up, but we got to keep putting them on the air here. So while we get that lined up, it's time for me to tell you about one of our great sponsors, which is the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the Maryland Fishing Challenge. But here's what I wanted to tell you about that. Larry Bailey caught a 41-inch striped bass. Anthony Calabrese from Stevensville, Maryland. Larry was from Lithonia, Georgia. Anthony Calabrese was from Stevensville, 43-inch striped bass in front of Mattapique. Bill Kramer from Vienna, Virginia, another striped bass, 40 inches at buoy 72. Mark Dennis R. from Stanley, Virginia, 47-inch striped bass at buoy 68. That's a big fish. Daniel Kaufman from York, Pennsylvania, 40-inch striped bass at Assateague. And just to change it up a little bit, Chase Mann from Lothian caught a largemouth bass, a 25-inch largemouth bass at Hutchins Pond. Tony Seaman from Richmond, Virginia, a striped bass of 40 inches at Point No Point. Jacob Smith from Inwood, West Virginia. And Curtis Smith both caught striped bass. Curtis was 41 and a quarter, and Jacobs was 45, both out of Solomons. And George Strutz from Columbia caught a striped bass, 45-inch striped bass at Love Point. All those fellows have gotten citations for their fish, and they're all entered in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And you, too, could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, it's very simple. All you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you are in the challenge. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. We just invite you to stop by your local fishing citation center, or go online and visit the page of the Maryland Fishing Challenge at www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. And this year we honor Maryland's own Lefty Cray. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. And my question is, are you feeling lucky?
Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Hey, if you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. You know, Papa John's greenhouses are just bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. I was there the other day, and, you know, you get down in that greenhouse area, it smells beautiful. But they've got annuals by the pack or by the flat and perennials by the pot, bedding plants. Annuals are the ones that, you know, grow every year and then die and you got to replace them. Perennials are the ones that stick around for a long, long time and rebloom. Well, they've got all that. Bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, just a ton of hanging baskets in one of the greenhouses. They're beautiful, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias, and much more. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, if you're into produce, Papa John's has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. The tomato plants were just spectacular when I saw those. Tasty tomatoes, a bunch of those. Squash, watermelon, cantaloupe. And these are tomatoes that taste like tomatoes. You know what I'm talking about? Not those tennis balls that you buy at the grocery store. Watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, and even some herbs for your garden. Papa John's Farm is located off I-97 at Exit 12. That's Interstate 97. You know where that is? Anne Arundel County runs between 50 and the Beltway. Yeah. Exit 12, 80, doesn't it? Did I get that right at least this morning, Brian? I-97 runs between the Beltway, off of 100, down that way, and you look, you're right there? Okay. Look, I'm doing okay. I just keep going. Off I-97, exit 12, and that's New Cut Road, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections, or you can call ahead, 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. And don't forget, Mother's Day is next Sunday. 410-969-5909. And why not get Mom a nice fresh plant? Or go and pick up some stuff and plant something for her in the garden or in those window boxes or, you know, something in the house. It'd be nice. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm. It will grow on you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you looking for the truth? Find it every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade.
Okay, well, Jeff, we were coming right to you, buddy. Sorry about that. Call back. We'll get you right on the air, that's for sure. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Okay. Shut up. Who was that? Now, okay, who was Captain Chesapeake? Oh, that was Darryl Worley, but George Lewis was Captain. Professor Cool and Bozo was Stuke. He was one of the Bozos, at least when I knew him. All right, Stu Kerr was Bozo and Professor Cool, okay. Well, then who was Dr. Cool? Oh. How about Mr. Cool? Was did he smoke Cools? All right. George Lewis was Captain Chesapeake and the Sea Monster. So I apologize to anybody who was listening. Oh, crap. All right. Thank you, listeners, for straightening me out, as always. Hey, let's see what we got going on today. The Maryland Fishing Challenge Youth Event at John Carroll Pond in Bel Air. And you can check that out. Also today, a youth event at Greensboro Town Park on the Choptank River. Christina Holden's over there in charge of that. Tuesday, meeting on the Commercial Striped Bass Industry Work Group. That's coming up. Also on Tuesday, the Sport Fish Advisory Commission and the Tidal Fish Advisory Commission Gear Work Group. And then on Thursday, also is a meeting of the Aquaculture Coordinating Council. So there you go. DNR tells me that the number of calls regarding the Compass licensing system have dropped off significantly, but the dealers are still fielding those calls. They're not happy with the Compass system for the most part. It takes a lot of time. They get a lot of feedback and a lot of grief from the customers who do not want to give the Social Security number, and they grudgingly give them eventually to get a license. But I'd be interested to know from the folks at Fisheries if at this point, compared to last year, the year before, if they're seeing a downturn in the number of fishing licenses because of the people becoming annoyed with it. I'd just like to see that. That's all. Now, let's talk to Gunter. Good morning, Gunter. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good.
What's up?
I have a fish story you might like.
Sure.
Where I come from in Germany, we have a lot of man-made lakes.
Mm-hmm.
There is big crops in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not, so, they fight like crazy. There's nothing like catching a big old carp.
Well, anyway, my preacher, he's from England. He and another fellow, they were with the paper at the time, years ago after the war. They were in Poland there, and they were invited to a Polish family. So they had a few drinks and stuff, and one of them they took along with them was a Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to the bathroom, and all of a sudden he came out and he said, "Oh, I really feel bad. I got to go home. And no more whiskey for me. No more." "Well, what's the matter with you? What happened?" "Oh," he said, "something I can't really talk about. But what is it?" "Well," he said, finally comes out. He said, I saw a big fish swimming in the bathtub, and that can't be. How did he get in there? I think I must have the bit. What do you call the
DTs? Huh?
Yeah, the bins or whatever. They all started laughing. See what they do at home too. I saw them many times before. You know, the same day they bring them home alive and
yeah.
Swim in the. In a big pot there in a bowl, and then they kill it and have it fresh.
Oh, man, yeah.
But that poor Norwegian.
That poor guy, he thought he was over the edge, didn't he? Man, saw that big old carp swimming in the bathtub.
Yeah,
that's funny. That's funny.
Okay, that's about it.
That's a good story. I'll tell you what, we used to catch them. When I was a kid, we used to catch them in the Juniata River.
Uh-huh.
And they would, you know, they were big fish. They'd take them home
but now,
put them in a tub of fresh water because they always said, "Oh, they taste muddy." Well,
yeah,
you know, and they thought that fresh water would eventually clean them up. But you ever eaten them, Gunter?
Carp? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we always have it at home.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very delicious.
Well, I just came from near Hamburg. They have a big lake there, the restaurant, and they have their own carp. And, boy, I had a good meal of them, you know.
Yeah, they have their own. Do you get to pick your own, like your lobster?
No, they just have it on the menu.
Yeah. They're a little bony. They're a little bony, but I guess if you know how to clean them correctly, you miss all that, but...
Well, anyway, I thought you might like that
story. I love that story. That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Poor Norwegian, he was a little distraught. He thought he had too much whiskey.
Way too much whiskey. Yes, sir. All right, Gunter, I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good show.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks, Gunter. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Now, what do you think about that? I can't imagine my poor mother every time we come home. I mean, we ate a lot of fish. We brought a lot of fish home, catfish and... We brought some bass home every now and then, walleyes, pickerel, mostly catfish, though. Cleaned a lot of catfish when I was a kid. Bullheads. Not a lot of channel catfish, a lot of bullheads. Yeah, a lot of trout, some panfish, but .410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Love to hear from you. I might have mentioned this, but Bob Davidson, our title sponsor here, is now Maryland's truck accessory headquarters. They even have a new website, bobdavidsontrucks.com, located 1845 East Joppa Road. And the number there, of course, is 410-661-6400. Ask for Kate or Ken. Remember that, Kate or Ken.
BobDavidsonTrucks.com.
Ooh. I've been communicating. Been communicating with my buddy Woody down in Mississippi. And I met Woody on the antelope hunt out in Wyoming. He spent the last 30 years during the hunting season out there. He helps as a guide, and we got acquainted a little bit. We went out and scouted the night before the season. He and I went out in a truck, and he was explaining to me about the different antelope, you know, the just pointing them out and checking out the... Didn't get to hunt with him on as a guide, but
his girlfriend, Arlene,
was helped with being the camp cook and, you know, keeping the thing running well, and everything was good. And we actually went out. He's kind of a handyman around there. And when the big old brush fire started out on the plains there, he helped rig up the pump so that the guide family could go out and, you know, help fight the fire with the rest of the firefighters and volunteers. And that was kind of cool. Got to ride with them on that adventure. But Woody is a animal damage control guy down in Mississippi, and he does a lot with alligators. And so we've been chatting about Alan headed to Mississippi and helping him with some alligators. We'll see how that works out.
That's a big one!
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get off the line.
Watch it!
He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Whoa, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah, that's a pussy. Wow. And here, shoot that job before you get off. Shoot him, man. Shoot him. You don't shoot him in that right spot, it just pisses him off. If you don't get him good the first shot, you're in trouble. You're in for a ride. Shoot him again. Shoot him. He might get away. Move it. Move it. Woo. We got him next time. Whoa, the top of a is still alive. Shoot him again. Oh, watch him. Shoot, shoot. Diamond, you got to shoot him to pull.
Well, we're not exactly going to do that, but Woody sent me a couple pictures of a gator they caught just a couple weeks ago. It was an 8-foot gator. Now, that doesn't sound like a big gator. I mean, that's kind of like a chameleon or, an iguana. No. This 8-foot gator had 5 feet of his tail missing. Yes, he did. He had a big giant. He had about 4 feet long, and the rest of them, about 3 feet long. But, yeah, he didn't have much of a tail left on. They said he could pull pretty good and swim pretty good. They caught him and released him. He wasn't the gator that was giving him trouble. So, yeah, he was the kindly old peacemaker gator. shows him with a rope around his face. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I got a rope around his face alongside the boat, and then they're letting him go. It's pretty cool. Yes. I don't know. Anybody out there ever caught a gator or shot a gator? hunted gators. I don't know if any of our listeners did. I know a couple of my friends have, and a couple taxidermist buddies have been to Florida and elsewhere. Like my accountant and his wife met a guy at in Las Vegas at one of the rodeos, and were admiring his alligator boots. And he said, "Well, we hunt them." He said, "Why don't you come out and hunt one?" And he said, "My company's the one that makes these boots." And so they did. They each went and hunted gators. They each got one, and I guess it was Texas. I'm not sure where, but they each got a gator, and then each got a pair of custom boots made and a purse and some good stuff. So that's one animal that every part of it is useful, like most animals that we hunt. And, of course, conservation is the key. So we are taking calls this morning, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 800-922-6680. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you'd like to email us here on the show, on the course of the show. So, Well, there's an interesting question. Looks like the governor has called for a special session. I've been out of touch with the local news recently, the last couple of days. Special session starting May 14th. I don't know, maybe somebody can help us with this. A question that the emailer has is, can other issues be addressed beside the budget that was not passed? Can the DNR get their license fee increase passed during the special session? I don't know the answer to that. Maybe somebody, one of our listeners who's more familiar will know. But we would welcome your comments on that. All right. My question is, what's in your bed? I don't mean right now, but I mean out in your driveway, your truck bed. Well, I invite you to protect your truck bed like I did with a Linex protective spray-on bed liner offered by Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now, Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. If you'd like to have color, if you'd like to have your truck bed match your truck, only have the Linex protective coating, you can do that. Because Linex with color-coated DuPont Kevlar uses your existing paint code to provide you with that factory-finished look, offering superior protection. Now, you know, this is not just necessarily for truck beds, although that's a giant part of the business. The Linex protective coating can be sprayed on any part of your vehicle, even on your boat. I've seen boats done with it, boat decks, boat floors, boat seats. I've seen heavy equipment. I've seen tow trucks. Anybody that has heavy equipment that's subject to wear and tear, you want to put the Linex protection on there. And if it's yellow or green or whatever color it might be, that can certainly be matched right to your equipment. And by the way, Linex spray on bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction, and they do have a nationwide guarantee. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provides mobile service to your job site, too. And we've been talking about that for commercial and industrial applications. And Bobby just went through the training on the Aspartex floor coatings, too. So if you've got fresh construction, you've got a new garage, and you want to put a floor in it other than cement, well, you can use that Linex floor called Aspartex right there on your basement floor or your garage floor or something else. Now, the job site stuff, I mean, they can do underground holding tanks, tanks that you bury in the ground, secondary containments. They can coat styrofoam or plastic. They all need protection. Linex protective coatings have been tested by the Air Force Research Lab and the Army Corps of Engineers. And Linex also lines the walls of our Pentagon. You can visit Bay Linex at Glen Burnie online at baylinex.com, baylinex.com, or stop by at 400 Arundel Corporation Road. That's just off either Ritchie Highway northbound, headed into Brooklyn Park from Glen Burnie on the right-hand side. You turn there on Arundel Corporation Road, or when you get off Beltway Exit 3, that road that you tee up against is Arundel Corporation Road. You make the left and go back to the old industrial park there, 400, and you'll find them. Don't be fooled by imitations. Call 410-789-0199. Ask for Bobby Hawkins. Remember the outdoor. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors and learn how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Did I give you the phone number? Well, that's 410-789-0199. Linex of Glen Burnie, baylinex.com. Now more than just bedliners.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, Ashley Weber and Sherry Weber both caught big old striped bass there from Edgewood. Ashley's was 45 inches and Sherry's was 42 and a half. They were fishing at Hooper's Island. Wayne West of Alexandria, Virginia, caught a striped bass 42 inches at Ragged Point. Carol Wolfend of Vienna, Virginia, caught one 41 inches at buoy marker number 72. John Yester III of Glen Burnie caught a largemouth bass 22 and a half inches. Matthew Zaniti of Littlestown, Pennsylvania, he caught a striped bass of 41 and a half inches. And Jacob Zeber of Westchester, PA, also caught a striped bass 41 inches out of Rock Hall. Randy Rogers of Bel Air caught one in a largemouth, 23 and a half inches from a farm pond. James Stevens from Annapolis caught a striped bass of 40 and a quarter inches at Point No Point. And Mark Mason from Sykesville also caught a 41-inch striped bass. All of them are now entered in the Maryland Fishing Challenge by just going fishing and catching a citation-sized fish. And you could, too, win one of the great prizes, like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. That's right. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center. You can visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. You can join all those other many anglers who are already involved in the Maryland Fishing Challenge and win great prizes. The question I have is, are you feeling lucky?
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos!
Must be on a gator kick this morning.
Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for him.
He just knocked him in the head with a stump.
The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou.
Duck Millsap. All right, you ready? Amos Moses, yes. Well, it is legal hunting alligator down in the swamp now, you know. Hasn't always been. They used to be a pretty much endangered animal, but they are not now. Conservation efforts brought them back from the brink. The American alligator. Covered up. Florida's covered up with them. Louisiana's covered up with them. Alabama, Mississippi, Texas. Yes, indeedy. Ah. Boy, it would be nice to have a bank of callers just, you know, anticipating and waiting Well, Jeff dropped off a couple times. He must be on a cell phone or something. I don't know. But he's having trouble this morning, and that's all right. He'll get in eventually. Looks like we've had a good year for striped bass. What do you think? Got a lot of citations out there, good reports all over. And now, you know, that was the first week or two. The spawn was a little bit early this year from what we understand. I mean, it was kind of a spread out deal. The weather would get hot and then it would back off. And, you know, we found the same thing on the smallmouth on the reservoirs a couple weeks ago. It was warm weather. The water had hit the magic temperature point, 63 to 64 degrees. The fish started moving in on the beds, started spawning. And when we got the cold front and the cold weather and the rain came through, they backed right off. But yesterday, it was perfect. No wind. You could see the fish. You could see the beds. Of course, my guys that I fish with are very experienced reservoir anglers, and they know where the fish are. They can locate the beds, and you don't always see the fish. You're sight fishing for not necessarily to see fish, but to find what the beds look like. You can see the beds on the gravel structure and some of the traditional spawning areas. I mean, these guys have been fishing reservoirs for, you know, 25, 30 years, and they've known how to they've developed their skills over the years. They know how to spot the beds in the different areas. You know, it's not every area of every reservoir that provides ideal habitat. There's certain areas where these fish won't even blow by a mile worth of shoreline and not even look because they know that the structure's not right for the fish. So, but there's plenty of good structure for them to smallmouth are more rock and gravel oriented than largemouth. Largemouth are more trees and brush and that type of structure. But the fish were spawning. Some of them were pretty deep. Some of them were 7, 10, 11 feet of water. Some of them were right up against the shoreline. And the ones that are close, you can see them. The ideal thing is to wear amber-colored sunglasses, and the fish looks like a little green shadow on the bed. And the bed can be a dark spot. It can be a place where they fanned out the dirt on the bottom and next to some gravel or on top of some gravel, next to a stump or, you know, in between some tree limbs or something like that, and it can be tricky getting a cast in there. The technique is to take a lure that has been working or looks like some kind of invading creature and put it on the bed, wait for the fish to come by and pick that lure up to take it off the bed to guard their fry or guard their eggs. And then, when they pick the lure up, you can set the hook. Most of the fish are hooked very shallow in the lip. You can unhook them and drop them back in the water right away, and they take a quick picture if you want, and they go right back to the bed. And the same fish can be caught a couple times throughout the course of the day even, but we don't recommend that. But, you can catch them once a day, once a week, and they'll continue to spawn, and it's fine. It's not like you're catching them and keeping them out of the water, keeping them off the beds. It's a quick catch and release. And what encouraged me was that we saw a number of smaller fish spawning on the beds. Now, you know, smallmouth has to get to be a certain size, but we'd see the males guarding nests. We'd see the females on the nest. Some occasions we'd see two fish. But the smaller fish, the 15, 16 inch fish were there in abundance, and it was a lot of fun. But I'll tell you something, you catch a lot of fish like that, especially two over 5 pound, that's a quality day on the water, that's for sure. So what lures, you might ask? We used everything from plastic worms on a jig head to tube bait. We used to call them gitsets, but they're, you know, the tube baits, they look like a I don't know how to exactly to describe it. They look like a tube. They have a solid head and a hollow body. They've got tentacles at the end where the tube has been shredded. Very effective. We used lizards. We used artificial crayfish, like a creature bait. The colors were green, tan, brown. And I don't know all the particular lure colors, you know, whether watermelon or smoke or I don't know. I didn't pay attention. You know, but some of them had glitter in them. One particularly effective tube bait that I was using was a kind of a, I don't know, we had our special name for it. It had to do with calves and babies, but it was kind of a nasty brown tan color with green and black flecks in it, and that worked particularly well. So, and then there were some other ones, and the key is you dip it in a scent. There's a couple of garlic flavored scents out there that are both scent and dye, and you dye the back end of the lure, particularly neon green or chartreuse, and it seems to enhance the catch. And it might take you two casts. It might take you 40, 50 casts on one fish or on one bed. And, you know, you might see the fish come back and forth across the bed. You might see that fish, you know, you might throw 10 casts at it and never touch your bait and change something up, throw something else in there like a lizard, and it'll pick it up and take it. And the longer you annoy that fish, the better off it is. And it's really fun to watch them when they get agitated and keep picking your bait up. Some of them are quick. Some of them you don't even feel. You don't even feel them. But all of a sudden your bait will be, you know, 10 feet off the bed and you haven't even detected the strike. So a lot of fun. The biggest fish of the day and the last fish of the day was a 21-inch smallmouth that we couldn't see. We knew approximately where the bed was. And Glenn had had two chances at the fish. I had one, and finally caught that fish. So it was a lot of fun. That fish was 5.5 pound, almost 5.5 pound, and 21 inches long. That's a good fish. That's a good smallmouth in anybody's book. So anyway, well, I'll tell you who knows about fish. That's my buddy. That's my buddy Bud down at Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. 4729 Mountain Road. You take Route 100 all the way to the end. It hits Mountain Road there in Pasadena. You head out towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles, and you'll find Fishbones Bait and Tackle. The phone number is 410-360-0573, and he has all the live bait you could need. He has hand-tied bucktails and hand-tied parachutes and hand-tied umbrella rigs, hand-painted. Powder coated right there at the shop, and it's a very, very nice selection of lures. And you can pick those up for striped bass trolling for the next couple weeks. And he's got all the custom colors that you like, and really does a nice job with those. He also has a lot of crabbing supplies, including those stainless steel steamer pots that I was telling you about. They come in half bushel, bushel, and bushel and a half sizes. They come stainless steel, they're indestructible. It'd be the last crab pot you ever need to buy. And when I say pot, crab steamer, you ever need to buy. It comes with a lid and a basket. And they are the best, and they're made right here in Maryland, no question about it. Available at Fishbones in Pasadena, 410-360-0573. Now, it's, believe it or not, June, July, August, September 1 is the opening of the resident goose season. And it's not that far away. And then, of course, we launch into some of the other waterfowl seasons. But if you're looking for a great call, I would recommend it, especially a starter call. Somebody wants to get started calling geese. You could get in touch with my buddy Sean Mann at seanmann.com. Sean Mann Outdoors makes a variety of calls, including the Eastern Shoreman, which is one of the most easy calls to operate and a great place to start. The Eastern Shoreman will duplicate, replicate, imitate all the sounds that a Canada goose will make. And, boy, there are plenty of them on the reservoirs. You can hear them coming. It'd be a great place to study how they communicate with each other, that's for sure. But I'm thinking, how would I make that call? How would I make that call? And I know that Eastern Shoreman's capable of it. So I would recommend you get in touch with Sean Mann. You can call the office if you like, 1-800-345-4539. That's 800-345-4539. Or log on to seanmann.com to see all the calls that are made by Sean Mann outdoors. Goose calls, duck calls, snow goose calls, and things like that. A lot of varieties of it. And you can hear them online, too. You hear what they sound like. So 800-345-4539, SeanMann.com, the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call. is the one for you.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Oh, that was quick. Okay. What did you want me to do, Brian? What did you instruct me to do? Really? So the music's going to start playing here pretty soon? Is that what you're telling me? Okay. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of the first hour of the show. Oh, yeah. Okay. I can see that. yeah, we might get into that. A fella just sent me an email with a link about DNR celebrating Asian Pacific American Heritage coming up here on May 9th. Maryland Department of Natural Resources is celebrating with an event hosted by the award-winning talk show host and author Ginny Gong. Mm-hmm. Asian Pacific American Heritage, May 9th. You can look it up online. And now it's time for me to say to you, get out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for